This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
And live from the Douglas County Fairgrounds, Sierra Keith has opened the gate, opened the door, and the fair is underway. Things are getting started. Sierra, what's going on out there this morning?
We are just getting ready to get open today, and one of the first things that's going to be happening this morning besides the 4-H and FFA is our senior talent show at 10 a.m.
And talk about how that works, what happens during it.
You know, it's a great show. We have a bunch of local seniors that come out, and they do a little talent show. They perform singing and different kinds of instruments, and for about 2.5 hours, they entertain everybody.
So that will be later this morning, and I know there's music going on throughout the day. Also, talk about the big feature tonight.
Yeah, we have bull riding tonight at 7 p.m., and then right after that, we're going to be having Brewers Grade. They are a band from Eastern Oregon. That will be on the Garden Park stage about 8:30.
All right, and of course, music is happening throughout the day there as well. What's it like to kind of walk in on day one and just look around when just, you know, when you came in, just a few people were getting there, getting started? What's that kind of first, is it like almost like opening day jitters a bit?
It is a little bit. I don't know that it's necessarily nervousness jitters, more excitement. It's always exciting to just take it all in this morning and see, you know, all the vendors that finished setting up last night and everybody, all of our staff getting everything ready to go for everybody to come in this morning.
You know, I went out there last night about 4 o'clock, just kind of did a walk around part of the facility, didn't get to every building, but it is kind of like an excitement of an annual event that is, you know, going on for decades now. You've got, of course, the new pavilion out there, and it seems like this year really a lot of interest, a lot of ramp up. I noticed things look pretty packed, pretty full, and a lot of exhibits and commercial folks and lots of things on out there.
Yeah, we have quite a few new commercial vendors this year coming in. We've got a hot tub company that came in this year. We also have somebody that is, it's a local girl that does chainsaw carving. She is down by the amphitheater. And then as well as in our buildings, we have a bunch of new vendors as well. The 4-H and FFA, we've got FFA Way in Douglas Hall, where the FFA kids have, you know, made benches and metal carvings. They're set up, and then the exhibit building, of course, has 4-H and all their projects, along with open class, you know, your vegetables and your pictures and your art, your Legos. There's school art, so if you're an elementary school parent, you know, you can come in and see the artwork that your kid's done. There's something for everybody out here.
And Douglas County's really kept the focus on the 4-H and FFA. I mean, it's how the fair, you know, what it led to it beginning decades ago, and still a lot of interest in taking a look at all that.
Yeah, definitely. The heart of fair is your 4-H and your FFA kids coming in and showing their animals. They started yesterday. They start their fair yesterday, and they've already got, I believe, a market steer champion. And then throughout the week, you know, they'll be showing the pigs and your sheep and your goats. They also have their small animal barn is back open this year, the last couple years, due to, you know, some illnesses going around in the community. They weren't doing the chickens or the bunnies, but they are back this year.
All right, a lot going on. And the carnival, talk about that.
Yeah, carnival will open at noon today. It's Rainier Amusements. If you didn't get your pre-sale wristbands, they will be available here on site for $45, and they're good all day. And you get to go ride all the rides you want and have 2 free games with them. Otherwise, you can buy individual ride passes.
And I saw a lot of food vendors out there as well, which is always like a big fair highlight.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorites. I love fair food. You know, we have the teriyaki chicken and funnel cakes and corn dogs and hamburgers and cotton candy. And there are Umpa Dairies here with their ice cream. So there's coffee. There's everything you can think of that's fair food. It is here.
And, of course, starting tomorrow, you've got some concerts. Talk about those for the big amphitheater shows.
We do. We have three great concerts this week in the Cascade Community Credit Union Amphitheater. We have Craig Morgan on Thursday night at 7:30. Then on Friday, we have 38 Special, again at 7:30. And then Saturday, we will have Neil McCoy at 8 o'clock.
Well, those are going to be big, well-attended programs. And talk about the aspect of the buses and parking.
Yeah, so parking is $10 each time you come in, or you can ride the bus. You know, you can go to the high school, Roseburg High School, and park there and get on a bus and ride the bus in for free, or in green, the first student bus lot, you can go out there and do the same thing. You can get on the bus and ride for free. They are running through the day today, tomorrow, and Friday every half hour. But then in the evenings and all day Saturday, they'll be running every 15 minutes.
What are other things people should know about this year's Douglas County Fair?
A couple of things that I'd like to highlight is we have the all-new Circus Imagination play area. It is a circus for kids to come in, and you kind of get to interact and do, you know, pretend like you're in a circus. It's down in behind the Garden Park stage. You know, that's going to be something that's huge this year, and I was down there yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. And Mercy Foundation helped us get that, and, you know, so that's something we're looking forward to. We have Buck Trout and the Rock Bottom Boys will be playing. We also have Cowgirl Tricks, where she does really cool tricks with her lasso, as well as she does stilt walking, so she'll be walking around some. You know, we have a lot out here, and I just have to say, I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors this year. We've got quite a few extra this year that's helped, and especially to Clint Newell for being our presenting sponsor. Without them, we would not be able to, you know, put this fair on.
All right, Douglas County Fair getting underway today. Things happening clear through Saturday night. Sarah Keith out at the fair, thanks for talking to us. We'll see you out there later today.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.